Hey, Zoe again. Remember my last blog? How excited I was about the snow? Well, it snowed, and then it melted. A couple weeks later, it fell again, and I thought, this is it. This is our snow. I won't see the ground for months. But right away, it got warm, and rain washed all the snow away. At that point, I started to ask questions. Is this normal? No, people told me. Or, well, it didn't used to be. It's nearly Thanksgiving, and the Bering Sea still shows no sign of sea ice or even the intermediary slushy waves. It snowed again the other night, but since then the temperature has been hovering just around the freezing point. When you're new to a place, it's hard to judge what's out of the norm, but I'm far from the only person wondering what's taking place. Earlier this month, a report from 13 federal agencies confirmed, again, that climate change is real and human activity is almost certainly the main driver. This wasn't news to me. In college, I studied environmental policy. But this time, something stood out to me with new relevance. The report also found that warming in Alaska and across the Arctic is happening twice as fast as the global average. When I decided I wanted to become some kind of journalist, I thought my undergraduate studies would be a sort of interesting blip, not something I would build on. But every day in Western Alaska, I read about and have the chance to report on the issues I learned about in classrooms 3,700 miles away. Coastal erosion, fisheries management, pollution and environmental justice, and, of course, diminishing sea ice. Like anywhere, Alaska is a place of contradictions. An Arctic region on the front line of climate change that's been dependent on oil and gas money for decades. Senator Lisa Murkowski toes this line, advocating in Congress for action on climate change and calling just as fiercely for more drilling. Murkowski is one of the country's most visible Alaskans, but the tension is there for everyone in a state that cuts its residents' personal checks from oil revenues. To qualify for a share, called a permanent fund dividend, one must reside in Alaska for a full calendar year from January 1st to December 31st and plan to stay here indefinitely. That means although my term of service at KNOM is 54 weeks long, I'm not eligible for a PFD, so no worries about a conflict of interest if I take up the petroleum beat. Although an extra $1,100 would be nice, it's a good reminder that even when it feels like I've been up here forever, rotating through my wool sweaters in a never-ending cycle, I'm very new to Alaska, which makes telling stories about it pretty intimidating. But thankfully, journalism is more about listening to other people. And that's how I figured out I didn't want a policy career after all. I don't want to be the expert fielding reporters' questions. I want to be the one asking, holding the mic. And for any other journalistically minded folks out there, I have all my sources in the blog post.